flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, right. Good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to Right at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Orris, and once again, I am literally at home doing all I can to stop the spread of this crazy coronavirus, but, you know, that's not why we're here with you today. We're all here. We want to just take a little time, talk about something different, and kind of, you know, block it all out for a while and discuss your home and how we can help you with your home. So I have several ways, you know, that Mosby can help you guys out with your home. The first and foremost is actually right here on this show for the next hour. You can call me with any question about your home. The number to reach me, 314-241-9797. We'll take any questions, anything you need. The second, Mosby's SAM service. Yes, service and maintenance that we do. If you have anything that you need done to your home, we can help. We have over 50 field personnel that can do anything from outside to inside, roofing, siding, windows, painting, remodeling, electrical, plumbing, masonry, you name it, we do it. And we have the smartest trained workers on the block to correct issues and perform any repair work that you may need to your home. So you can call Mosby's office for information, 314-909-1800, or you can go online, send in a submission form online at callmosby.com. That's callmosby.com. So, and so far, we're considered, you know, still an essential business, and we have the capacity to assist you with all your home's needs. So, and of course, the third way is we can still design and remodel your home. You know, it seems probably kind of out of ordinary, but a great time to start designing and take this time to figure things out around your house. And we can do a lot of things virtually, so we want to discuss a lot of that here today. I will have a guest with me, one of Mosby's designers, Laura Powderly. And if you have any questions for her or the question we have for you, to think about is, if you had a free hour with a home designer, what questions would you ask? Well, right here, right now, this is your free hour you have today. So call in with your thoughts or questions. Again, 314-241-9797, or if you're far away, 866-455-9797. So along with your questions, we plan to kind of talk about those, you know, how the Mosby processes are changing daily to, you know, safely service all of our clients. Of course, I'll have my Right at Home hack, and our call-in guest, Laura Powderly, is with me today. So let's get right at this and get with Laura and kind of see what's going on. Laura, are you with us, and how are you doing today?
Hi, I am. I'm doing great on this cold, gloomy day. Wish there was a little more sun, but beggar can't be chooser. It's not the dead of winter, so I'm happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, good time to stay inside for a little bit and maybe get some good topics and conversations out on the air for everybody. And again, we can answer any questions that you may have. So today would be your day to get in with the designer, 314-241-9797. And so Laura, I wanted to kind of get right into, because we asked this question on Facebook, and we had Irene kind of sent a message back on Facebook, you know, talking about how they've done some remodeling. They're in a studio apartment, and they replaced some flooring in their bathroom and their kitchen, and now they want to replace the rest of the floor in that studio. And they've got a, you know, the photo she sent in with it, you know, had a really light wood, and they've went with like a dark kind of concrete looking floor in the kitchen and bathroom. So I think what she was after is like, you know, what would you recommend they do in between those two rooms with all the rest of the flooring throughout that studio apartment? I mean, what do you think with something like that?
Yeah, you know, I saw before when I read the description, before I looked at the photo, I was going to suggest, you know, to complement that dark concrete look is to do a light wood to bring some warmth to the space to keep it light. Obviously, you don't. She's 100% right. You don't want to do anything dark in a small space, and you want to be careful not to mix too many different types of flooring because you don't want it to feel closed in. So you want to keep it very consistent. And then I saw this photo. I did see that they do have this really light, beautiful wood. And so I think if I'm reading this right, that they are looking to replace all of the other flooring outside of the tile that they did. And one thing I would see here is where, I'm going to try to describe this to you guys on air, but there is a peninsula that they have coming out from the kitchen with a post that goes to the floor. And it looks like it kind of overlaps the new tile and the existing wood. One of my suggestions would have been to go with a really beautiful light finished wood, but they want to do something different. They could also take another concrete tile and go three or four shades lighter, so that way it lightens the space. But what this would do is it would give the same plane on the floor. The tile would butt up to each other. That way you're not causing any trip hazards, so that's a really great option. And also it would give a little playing field for this post for the countertop peninsula to die into. And what you could do is do a border where those two meet. A border would be a great way to kind of, you know, signify the kitchen area and tie the two spaces in together. If they did go back with a new white wood, they could still put a border of lighter concrete tile in between the two. That way that post is partially on both two different tile surfaces, just to make sure that, you know, it's not uneven. So I think a lot of times, you know, people look visually, but you also got to think functionally. You know, when you get into different flooring planes, sometimes you can get into trouble. So that would definitely be something I would pay attention to for sure.
Yeah, I think so. And keeping with that lighter, like you were talking about on the floor, I kind of like the difference in the tile, like a lighter and darker tile, and then they can kind of change up, you know, the wall color a little bit, because right now it kind of almost blends with that hardwood floor color. So they could keep that wall color and do that lighter gray, or, you know, keep with the wood, and maybe changing the walls makes that lighter wood color look good. So, but for now, we're going to take our first break real quick, but great that we could get that question kind of answered out there. And if for anybody else, you got any questions, feel free to jump in and get on the line with us, 314-241-9797, and we'll start going over some of how those processes are changing from the norm right after this when we return. All right, we are back, and man, time flies. We are rolling right through this. I have Mosby designer extraordinaire Laura Powderly with me. We've worked on so many jobs for so many years together, and it's great to have that long, great, you know, relationship, and, you know, keeping things going and everything. But if you have any questions about your house or designing your house for me and or Laura, feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. So Laura, what I wanted to kind of do was, you know, go over kind of what our process is, you know, that we do through some of this designing, but really then kind of talk about how it's changing and forever, you know, daily, on a daily basis, almost changing up these processes on how we, you know, meet and get information out, and how we can actually figure out these designs. Because, you know, my concern is there's probably a lot of people that are just thinking, well, there's no way to do this because we need to have a bunch of people in to measure our house, or we need to have a bunch of meetings and stuff like that. But there is great ways to get through it, and we've been doing it for, you know, a few weeks now, a couple weeks, you know, real steady. And we had done it in the past, you know, when people were in California and stuff like that, a little bit. So it's kind of just like that. But so, you know, kind of starting out that design process, you know, generally, normally we start out with that measure and photo. So can you kind of explain just quickly, like, what do we normally do for that measure and photo process? But then how has that changed for you a little bit? And, you know, talk about that one you did, you know, virtually.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, typically you'd come into your home and measure the space. The designer will do an interview with the client, go over a arsenal of questions about your wants, your needs, walk through this space with you to get a physical feel for it. And we take all of that information away from that meeting in order to build and put together our designs and our estimates, you know, for that project. And, you know, the only beauty I feel like in this whole situation that we're in right now is our access to technology is so great. And so we're still able to achieve those things and get to that, you know, concept meeting to go over design. We're still able to get all the information at the measure and photos. We're just doing a lot of it virtually. You know, we're limiting how many people we have come into the home. You know, it might just be one person that's, you know, measuring, and, you know, they're going to let you open the doors, and they're probably going to, you know, air high five you instead of shake your hand and
say
6 feet apart. But still getting the measurements that we need, still being thorough. And then I did my part of the measure and photo, and I was on FaceTime with a client. And don't worry, we still have a Duo for all the Android users. I know my husband's an Android user, so he was like, wait, what if they don't have an iPhone? I'm like, don't worry, we got an app for that.
Yeah.
So, but I was still able to have a FaceTime interview, and the client walked me through the space. I still got a feel for it. I still got all the visuals I needed, and I still went through my arsenal of questions and still felt fully prepared to put those designs together. I feel like I know what they want and they need, their style, what they're looking for, and we still got to see each other's faces, so I feel like we're so blessed to be able to have the technology to still get to the same places we need to. The road there just looks a little different.
Yeah, absolutely. And because normally, you know, I'm in a lot of these and it would be me and you sitting at a table, you know, with the clients, kind of asking these questions and discussing all of this. And really, it's pretty much the same, you know, running through it that way, and you can get everybody in on it and, you know, still get through all those questions and stuff like that. So what are some, when we start designing like that, we're in there for that measure, you know, what are some of the most common questions that you get back from the client? Because I know we ask a lot to try and figure out what they do, but what are they typically asking you, you know, back about the designing and your process and everything?
Yeah, you know, typically some of the questions I get are, you know, how it's really, we talk a lot about, or they ask a lot about how we're going to break this out. You know, there's always, you know, the pinpoints of the things in their space, for example, in a kitchen that just don't work spatially, but then there's their dreams that they have. And so I think a lot of clients concerned are, you know, how can I get my dream and the function at the same time? And we talk a lot about how we break it up. You know, if, you know, we have this part of the base project, that these are the must-haves, the things you're not willing, you know, to let go of. Like, this is, you have to have this island that eats 8 people, because that is where you're going to eat breakfast all day, every day. You know, but you would love to have this microwave drawer or this gourmet fridge. So a lot of times we'll talk about, you know, how we can go about that process to get all of those things in there. I think, you know, that's a lot of what questions people ask is, you know, how can we break this up so I can make the choices that I need to get my dream but still function well?
Yeah. And I, you know, I kind of hear that a lot too, because one of the things we seem, especially in kitchens quite often, is, you know, do I build out and make it bigger in order to fit everything? Or, you know, how can I try and fit everything in that existing footprint to save, you know, the cost of that actual building out and making the area larger? And sometimes in your world, in this design build world, we actually get to show them both ways so they could see and really make a good educated decision. But, you know, I often see it being similar to like house shopping. You know, when you go and you want to buy a new house, and you're kind of like, okay, I want a 3-car garage, and I want, you know, a bathroom for each child, and I want, you know, and you make this list of 10 different things. And you can't always find all 10 in the house, or if you did, it would probably be out of your budget, or, you know, it's just hard to do. So we find ourselves the same way in remodeling. So you buy a house and you think, okay, I found 7 out of 10 things. So sometimes there's a middle design there that's kind of the same, where it's like, here's if we did it in a footprint, but here's kind of in between that build out and that, and how you get as much out of it as you can, but you'll never get 100%. And, you know, picking and choosing, you know, what they really want and everything on that list, you know, making it a priority. I guess you probably do that quite a bit, right? Make that priority list with them.
Absolutely. Yeah. We go over all the things they want and need. And then I sometimes typically, you know, depending on where we're at, you know, how big this list is getting, we'll go back through that list and I'll ask them to tell me, you know, what's a must have, you know, let's rate these from A to Z of what's most important to you. Cause I want to make sure that we can achieve as many things on their list as possible.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
And another thing people always ask too is as far as, you know, selections are concerned, or, you know, how are we going to go about selections? I get a question that, about that often. And so the measure and photo is a great time to talk through our timeline and our process and how I take them through all the steps of selections, and not really hold your hand, but I mean, I'm there to be your guide during selections as well. We get a lot of questions about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so as we continue to talk here for the next half hour now, we'll go through more of these and we can discuss about, you know, how we're presenting now would be pretty much up next, and how we get through those selections and how that's changing for us, you know, coming up. And I just want to remind everybody, this is your time. Feel free to call in and get with us. Lines are wide open, 314-241-9797. So we can take your questions and get your questions answered for you right here live on the air today with our designer, Laura Powderly, with us. So we're going to get into our middle break here. When we return, I'm going to have, I'll go through my hack, and we will also get through some more of these processes and how they're all changing for us. All right, we are back and we are into the second half of this show, and I got my ride at home hack for you right now. So, and I came up with just a simple list of some things to do while you're stuck in your home. And, you know, because right now that the parks are closed and the governor of Missouri has, you know, placed the stay-at-home order on the entire state starting Monday, we'll really be spending even more time in our homes. And for the next 3 or 4 weeks, you know, boredom is going to set in really quick, especially if you didn't make it to the craft store, or like me, make it to the puzzle warehouse and get some puzzles to do. So, and at Mosby Building Arts, you know, we are dedicated to bettering the lives of all of our associates. And one of the things that we've been doing is the office has been sending out ideas of things that we can do at home to pass the time. And I'm real grateful to work for a company that, you know, cares so much and puts the thought in to take the time to do this for everyone. So I thought I would just share a few of these with you so that, you know, you're going to be stuck too. So in my favorite one that I've seen so far, I put at the top, was making a time capsule. You know, it, really cool idea, and you have plenty of time to do it. And, you know, I know the young ones really need something to do. So another thing would be, you know, learning a new language. It would be a great thing to start to take up. There was some paper games that they put out there, that just some really cool games that you could just do with paper. And then living room trivia. So there's some, you know, apps out there you can get onto with some really cool trivia stuff. With all the zoos being closed and everything now, there's a lot of links to, you know, live animal streaming in the zoos, in the, you know, Wolf Conservation Center, stuff like that. The San Diego Zoo has some. And then there is, you know, museums, virtual museum tours that you could look up and literally go out and see, you know, the artwork. It's kind of like traveling out and going to some of these different museums. It's really, really neat and cool. And, you know, so hopefully this will help you as you're stuck in your home. And so we'll post all this on my social media this week. So all the links to a lot of these will be there. So if you want to find these paper games and stuff that we're talking about, there will be a link to each and every one of these on my social media. So go to Facebook and just look up Rich Orris Mosby, and it will get you right to me, or at Rich Orris for Twitter. And we'll post everything there this coming week, and you can find a lot of these things to do. So I hope this helps, and I hope it keeps you healthy and safe, you know, during this really hard time for us here. So, so Laura, I wanted to get back here a little bit also to really into this process, because, you know, when we do the measure and photo, we also do a lot of internal stuff, you know, internal meetings and that. So you want to talk about the process for a minute we've been using for those internal meetings, and just trying to keep everybody apart and safe, you know, during all this internally with all of our associates.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, typically, you know, one of the great things about Mosby is that, you know, all of our project managers, our leads, we have plumbers, electricians, they're all, you know, in-house under one roof. So on a normal day, I could, you know, run down to the other end of the office and, and, you know, get some questions answered or anything if I need a question from an architect or anything like that. But right now, since we're kind of all, you know, trying to stay at home as much as possible and take care of any of our meetings or anything virtually. So we've been using a lot of Microsoft Teams, which has been amazing because we can share screens. So I actually had a meeting with our architect, Lucy, that would have normally been in person because our desks are kind of like across the hall. But we did Teams, and it was really cool because I could share my screen with her and talk about what different beams I needed to incorporate in this outdoor porch that I was looking at designing. So we're still having all of the same touch points with all of the right people in our team and our deep bench, as we call it. It's just a lot of virtual meetings and a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, and a lot of using Microsoft Teams and other different software where we can share the screen and still do visuals and achieve the same stuff. So it's kind of neat, actually.
Yeah, it really, really is. And, you know, it's so important, I think, you know, that we do stay as far apart as much as possible and really try and, you know, get together as little as possible in the small numbers like they're talking about. So, you know, we've been keeping everybody that doesn't physically work in the office, if there's a way to work from home, work from home, which is probably 90%. You know, of our people, you know, doing work like that can work from home. So it's great that we could do that and keep moving forward. And we've been using that same Teams, you know, platform for our concept presentations. So you want to just kind of touch on like what people normally see during that, the concept presentation, and then how we've been using Teams to, you know, keep that moving forward and show all that to them.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, typically we will have our 3D and floor plan views up on our big TV where we can go over the different designs. You know, typically we'll have, you know, 1 to 3 designs. It really just depends on the project, but we will go through those designs, and it's really a working meeting where, you know, I like this, I don't like this, let's move this. So in our computer-aided drafting program that the designer runs, they can actually change stuff and move dimensions and move different items around and, you know, create an island instead of peninsula in a kitchen or something like that. And we can all do that in person as we talk through it. It's really a working meeting where the client, the designer are all working together to narrow down and get that perfect plan. And we're still doing that through Teams. It's really cool because we're sharing the screen. So I have my chief program, my 3D program pulled up, and I can share my screen with the client. And when we first pull it up, I can see Rich's face. I can see my client's face. They can see me. We can talk and have conversations and still lead them through the meeting. And, you know, we're going to go through this plan, and this plan. And I'll pull it up and change stuff right then and there. So they're still seeing the same things. And a lot of times, too, I'll do visuals and hand drawings, and I can, you know, take a picture of that on my phone and text it to them or email them to them or email it to myself and pull it up and share the screen. So we're still being able to communicate and see and move through the designs during the concept phase.
No, and it is, I've been a part of a couple of those. And it really does work well, and you really do get to, you know, see everything pretty well, and go through it all. It's pretty neat how that can happen. You know, I'm so used to being, all right, we are back and we are into the second half of this show, and I got my ride at home hack for you right now. And I came up with just a simple list of some things to do while you're stuck in your home. And, you know, because right now that the parks are closed and the governor of Missouri has, you know, placed the stay-at-home order on the entire state starting Monday, we'll really be spending even more time in our homes. And for the next 3 or 4 weeks, you know, boredom is going to set in really quick, especially if you didn't make it to the craft store or, like me, make it to the puzzle warehouse and get some puzzles to do. So at Mosby Building Arts, you know, we are dedicated to bettering the lives of all of our associates. And one of the things that we've been doing is the office has been sending out ideas of things that we can do at home to pass the time. And I'm real grateful to work for a company that, you know, cares so much and puts the thought in to take the time to do this for everyone. So I thought I would just share a few of these with you so that, you know, you're going to be stuck too. So in my favorite one that I've seen so far, I put at the top, was making a time capsule. You know, it, really cool idea, and you have plenty of time to do it. And, you know, I know the young ones really need something to do. So another thing would be, you know, learning a new language. It would be a great thing to start to take up. There was some paper games that they put out there, that just some really cool games that you could just do with paper. And then living room trivia. So there's some, you know, apps out there you can get onto with some really cool trivia stuff. With all the zoos being closed and everything now, there's a lot of links to, you know, live animal streaming in the zoos, in the, you know, Wolf Conservation Center, stuff like that. The San Diego Zoo has some. And then there is, you know, museums, virtual museum tours that you could look up and literally go out and see, you know, the artwork. It's kind of like traveling out and going to some of these different museums. It's really, really neat and cool. And, you know, so hopefully this will help you as you're stuck in your home. And so we'll post all this on my social media this week. So all the links to a lot of these will be there. So if you want to find these paper games and stuff that we're talking about, there will be a link to each and every one of these on my social media. So go to Facebook and just look up Rich Orris Mosby, and it will get you right to me, or at Rich Orris for Twitter. And we'll post everything there this coming week, and you can find a lot of these things to do. So I hope this helps, and I hope it keeps you healthy and safe, you know, during this really hard time for us here. So, so Laura, I wanted to get back here a little bit, also to, really, into this process, because, you know, when we do the measure and photo, we also do a lot of internal stuff, you know, internal meetings and that. So you want to talk about the process for a minute we've been using for those internal meetings and just trying to keep everybody apart and safe, you know, during all this internally with all of our associates.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, typically, you know, one of the great things about Mosby is that, you know, all of our project managers, our leads, we have plumbers, electricians, they're all, you know, in-house under one roof. So on a normal day, I could, you know, run down to the other end of the office and you know, get some questions answered or anything if I need a question from an architect or anything like that. But right now, since we're kind of all, you know, trying to stay at home as much as possible and take care of any of our meetings or anything virtually. So we've been using a lot of Microsoft Teams, which has been amazing because we can share screens. So I actually had a meeting with our architect, Luthi, that would have normally been in person because our desks are kind of like across the hall. But we did it through Teams, and it was really cool because I could share my screen with her and talk about what different beams I needed to incorporate in this outdoor porch that I was looking at designing. So we're still having all of the same touch points with all of the right people in our team and our deep bench, as we call it. It's just a lot of virtual meetings and a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, and a lot of using Microsoft Teams and other different software where we can share the screen and still do visuals and achieve the same stuff. So it's kind of neat, actually.
Yeah, it really, really is. And, you know, it's so important, I think, you know, that we do stay as far apart as much as possible and really try and, you know, get together as little as possible in the small numbers like they're talking about. So, you know, we've been keeping everybody that doesn't physically work in the office. If there's a way to work from home, work from home, which is probably 90%, you know, of our people, you know, doing work like that can work from home. So it's great that we could do that and keep moving forward. And we've been using that same Teams, you know, platform for our concept presentations. So you want to just kind of touch on like what people normally see during that, the concept presentation, and then how we've been using Teams to, you know, keep that moving forward and show all that to them.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, typically we will have our 3D and floor plan views up on our big TV, where we can go over the different designs. You know, typically we'll have, you know, 1 to 3 designs. It really just depends on the project, but we will go through those designs, and it's really a working meeting where, you know, I like this, I don't like this, let's move this. So in our computer-aided drafting program that the designer runs, they can actually change stuff and move dimensions and move different items around and, you know, create an island instead of peninsula in a kitchen or something like that. And we can all do that in person as we talk through it. It's really a working meeting where the client, the designer are all working together to narrow down and get that perfect plan. And we're still doing that through Teams. It's really cool because we're sharing the screen. So I have my chief program, my 3D program pulled up, and I can share my screen with the client. And when we first pull it up, I can see Rich's face. I can see my client's face. They can see me. We can talk and have conversations and still lead them through the meeting. And, you know, we're going to go through this plan, and this plan. And I'll pull it up and change stuff right then and there. So they're still seeing the same things. And a lot of times, too, I'll do visuals and hand drawings, and I can, you know, take a picture of that on my phone and text it to them or email them to them or email it to myself and pull it up and share the screen. So we're still being able to communicate and see and move through the designs during the concept phase.
And it is, I've been a part of a couple of those, and it really does work well, and you really do get to, you know, see everything pretty well, and go through it all. It's pretty neat how that can happen. You know, I'm so used to being in a room, everyone around the table, you know, looking at the same thing on a big screen and, you know, getting to, you know, kind of move around and get up and show things and do all that. But it's still, you can, you know, watching you kind of use your cursor to kind of point out, you know, different things as you explain it and everything. And then I can jump in and, you know, start talking about different aspects of the project and stuff. They can still stop and ask the questions. And, you know, and one of my favorite things is it's still a working, you know, process where things are going to be picked through and refined, and all that will still, you know, happen in the next steps of the process. But, you know, we can have those discussions and still get through it and really see it, you know, really, really well. So, you know, it's really cool. And it's still that kind of measured twice, cut once, you know, process of figure it out on paper, you know, make your mistakes on paper, make your changes on paper, get to exactly what you really, really want. And you get to see it all and know, you know, exactly what it is. And we can all stay apart, safe,
right,
healthy, and, you know, you know, keep this thing going the way that we really, really need to, you know, to keep the separation as much as possible. But I do, before we run off to our next break, I do want to kind of remind everybody one more time, especially if you weren't here, you know, right at the beginning of the show, not only can we still go through these designs and this design process and all of that, but we are, as of right now, still considered essential, and there is important things that people need for their houses, and we can still do those tasks through our service and maintenance program that we have. So feel free, if you have anything that you need for your home, whether it's remodeling, design and build something, or just repairs, roof leaks, anything like that, we've got the people to do everything. Feel free to contact our office. Give them a call at 314-909-1800 and talk about that service plan that we have there and how we can help you out. Or just look at it online. You can do a submission form online at callmosby.com, callmosby.com. We are still here. We are still rolling, and we are still, you know, getting things accomplished for the clients where we need to and when people want to have stuff done, and we're doing it as safely and following the guidelines, you know, as best as we can and everything. And, you know, we could just still get all that done for you. So we're going to jump into our break here, but I just wanted to invite everybody for that. And I want to invite you also to give us a call in the last segment if you've got any comments or questions for us, 314-241-9797. And we can kind of get into that selections part and how we're handling that when we return. All right. We are back. Final segment here. Got Laura Powderly with me today. One of Mosby Building Arts' elite designers. We've done so much work together. And I love working with you, and I appreciate all the help getting through, you know, everything we need to do. I think we make an awesome team on a lot of these projects. But my favorite part that I don't really get to go to as much or see as much firsthand, because I'm out looking at the houses and doing other things too, is the selections process. And I think it's one of the biggest benefits to our clients, how we handle that and everything. So could you just describe briefly 6 months ago, how would you go through that selections process with a client, and what was the norm before all this went down?
Sure. Yeah. You know, and selections is probably also one of my favorite parts too. And it's really fun too, because I feel like this is a great time for me to spend with the clients and get to know them a little further. And it's really fun because depending on the project, we do a mixture of some selections in the office. Our cabinetry line is in the office. We can do some hardware selections in the office. And then for depending on the project, there are several showrooms that we've had great relationships for many, 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 many years that we take our clients to and really walk them through the process. So we're getting in touch with the experts in that area, the appliance experts, the tile experts, and the plumbing experts. But I'm there with the client step of the way. And we take them to the showroom, and they're able to look at some of the items. And you know, some of the showrooms will have items that we pull up on the computer together if it's something really specialized. Or some of them, you know, they actually have in the showroom that you get to touch and feel, different finishes. And so I'll really take them around, and it really depends on the client's schedule. It could be one whole day of fun. We could split it up to multiple days. Or also, a lot of times, I pre-select for clients. You know, if someone who just really needs three things to pick from, and depending on the type of project, we'll do some pre-selections. I'll go out and gather all of these things. So if it's someone who's, you know, really super busy with, you know, their schedules, I can have one set time where I have it all pre-selected and we go through it quick. But I've done all the back work and all the research. So we've gone about it, you know, multiple different ways, depending on, you know, the client's preference, you know, how much of a visual do they need, and how involved they want to be. So there's a huge kaleidoscope of how we do it, but a lot of times it's, you know, in person to face.
Yeah. And we're going to, you know, get back to that exact process, you know, when everything's done and things blow over, we, you know, we will get back to normal. I firmly believe that. But for now, kind of like a lot of those internal meetings and the presentation meetings, you know, how are you handling some of those selections you know, now not being able to go around as much, or a lot of the plumbing, you know, I know a lot of the showrooms have just closed their doors, don't let anybody in, and they're working, you know, they still have pickup, delivery, and things like that. Well, how can you get through your selections with everybody still?
Yeah, it's actually, I'm pleasantly shocked how into it all of these showrooms have been over the past couple weeks. It's really cool because while some of them are, you know, not there at all, other ones, some showrooms have their specialists there, and we've been able to do a virtual tour with them, whether it's FaceTime or, you know, any of the medias that, you know, we can use for video chat. We've been able to walk through the showroom virtually with those specialists, which is really, really cool. And I've been doing a lot of research on the front end before that happens with the specialist, going through, okay, I think, you know, these three would be good options. I kind of have that virtual meeting, you know, by myself with the specialist first to kind of go over it and brainstorm and get our ducks in a row. Because, you know, a lot of our clients, they're working from home too. They might have, you know, young children running around and they have this hour, you know, they're making adjustments to their schedule too. So I'm doing my part on the front end to do all the front research, but then we still get to see stuff in person by doing a tour virtually. Other showrooms have closed their doors and their people are home, so they're actually sending samples straight to the client's house. A lot of the tile places are, you know, if I'm going to communicate with them beforehand, or maybe we can FaceTime with the consultants and each have the manufacturer's website pulled up of the different tile and look through it, then that showroom consultant will send samples directly to the client's house. So that way they can still feel and touch and see. Because, you know, there's only so much virtually for some people that are really visual to see and touch. But, you know, another plumbing showroom is shipping some of their showroom samples, some of their floor samples. Obviously, they'll wipe them with a Clorox wipe first before they send them out, you know. Let the package sit on your front porch for 24 hours, as they're suggesting. But getting physical samples to people and still being able to look and see things. I'm amazed at this, how this process has gone. It's really great.
Yeah, no, it really is. And kind of like the concept meeting. So once we have a lot of that figured out, we can do the final presentations that way. We can see everything, make sure it's everything that, you know, we still know and love. And we can do everything paperwork-wise electronically with DocuSign, still get things moving, still get things going, because there is a lot of wait time after that in getting the permitting and getting the drawings done and getting so we can start ordering stuff and, you know, start getting ready for the end of all of this. And, you know, much like the end of this show now, hopefully the end of all of this isn't too, you know, particularly far away. Hopefully it's closer than they're guessing. But for now, hey, Laura, I want to thank you for coming on. A lot of great information. I want to thank everybody for listening and let you all know, hey, I will talk to you guys next week. Stay inside, stay safe, stay healthy. I'll see you all then. All right. We are back. Final segment here. Got Laura Powderly with me today, one of Mosby Building Arts' elite designers. We've done so much work together. And I love working with you, and I appreciate all the help getting through, you know, everything we need to do. I think we make an awesome team on a lot of these projects. But my favorite part that I don't really get to go to as much or see as much firsthand, because I'm out looking at the houses and doing other things too, is the selections process. And I think it's one of the biggest benefits to our clients, how we handle that and everything. So could you just describe briefly, 6 months ago, how would you go through that selections process with a client, and what was the norm before all this went down?
Sure, yeah. You know, and selections is probably also one of my favorite parts too. And it's really fun too, because I feel like this is a great time for me to spend with the clients and get to know them a little further. And it's really fun because depending on the project, we do a mixture of some selections in the office. Our cabinetry line is in the office. We can do some hardware selections in the office. And then for depending on the project, there are several showrooms that we've had great relationships for many, 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 many years that we take our clients to and really walk them through the process. So we're getting in touch with the experts in that area, the appliance experts, the tile experts, and the plumbing experts. But I'm there with the client step of the way, and we take them to the showroom, and they're able to look at some of the items, and you know, some of the showrooms will have items that we pull up on the computer together if it's something really specialized, or some of them, you know, they actually have in the showroom that you get to touch and feel different finishes. And so I'll really take them around, and it really depends on the client's schedule. It could be one whole day of fun. We could split it up to multiple days, or also a lot of times I pre-select for clients. You know, if someone who just really needs three things to pick from, and depending on the type of project, we'll do some pre-selections. I'll go out and gather all of these things. So if it's someone who's, you know, really super busy with, you know, their schedules, I can have one set time where I have it all pre-selected and we go through it quick. But I've done all the back work and all the research. So we've gone about it, you know, multiple different ways, depending on, you know, the client's preference, you know, how much of a visual do they need, and how involved they want to be. So there's a huge kaleidoscope of how we do it, but a lot of times it's, you know, in person to face.
Yeah. And we're going to, you know, get back to that exact process, you know, when everything's done and things blow over, we will get back to normal. I firmly believe that.
Sure.
But for now, kind of like a lot of those internal meetings and the presentation meetings, you know, how are you handling some of those selections? You know, now not being able to go around as much, or a lot of the plumbing, you know, I know a lot of the showrooms have just closed their doors, don't let anybody in, and they're working, you know, they still have pickup, delivery, and things like that. Well, how can you get through your selections with everybody still?
Yeah, it's actually, I'm pleasantly shocked how, into it all of these showrooms have been over the past couple weeks. It's really cool because while some of them are, you know, not there at all, other ones, some showrooms have their specialists there, and we've been able to do a virtual tour with them, whether it's FaceTime or, you know, any of the medias that, you know, we can use for video chat. We've been able to walk through the showroom virtually with those specialists, which is really, really cool. And I've been doing a lot of research on the front end before that happens with the specialist, going through, okay, I think, you know, these three would be good options. I kind of have that virtual meeting, you know, by myself with the specialist first to kind of go over it and brainstorm and get our ducks in a row. Because, you know, a lot of our say they're working from home too. They might have, you know, young children running around, and they have this hour, you know, they're making adjustments to their schedule too. So I'm doing my part on the front end to do all the front research, but then we still get to see stuff in person by doing a tour virtually. Other showrooms have closed their doors and their people are home, so they're actually sending samples straight to the client's house. A lot of the tile places are, you know, if I'm going to communicate with them beforehand, or maybe we can FaceTime with the consultants and each have the manufacturer's website pulled up of the different tile and look through it, then that showroom consultant will send samples directly to the client's house. So that way they can still feel and touch and see. Because, you know, there's only so much virtually for some people that are really visual to see and touch. But, you know, another plumbing showroom is shipping some of their showroom samples, some of their floor samples. Obviously, they'll wipe them with a Clorox wipe first before they send them out, you know, let the pack it, sit on your front porch for 24 hours, as they're suggesting. But
we're getting
physical samples to people and still being able to look and see things. I'm amazed at this, how this process has gone. It's really great.
Yeah, no, it really is. And kind of like the concept meeting, so once we have a lot of that figured out, we can do the final presentations that way. We can see everything, make sure it's everything that, you know, we still know and love. And we can do everything paperwork-wise electronically with DocuSign, still get things moving, still get things going, because there is a lot of wait time after that in getting the permitting and getting the drawings done and getting so we can start ordering stuff and, you know, start getting ready for the end of all of this. And, you know, much like the end of this show now, hopefully the end of all of this isn't too, you know, particularly far away. Hopefully it's closer than they're guessing. But for now, hey, Laura, I want to thank you for coming on. A lot of great information. I want to thank everybody for listening and let you all know, hey, I will talk to you guys next week. Stay inside, stay safe, stay healthy. I'll see you all then.